The forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Highs level off around 81 this afternoon under overcast skies. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 56. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 72. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Archaeologists at Wichita State University say that they've uncovered an ancient Native American trading site and city that was long forgotten from many of the stories of Native Americans. And they say it turns out to be one of the largest trading cities in the Mid-America region, right underneath Arkansas City.
I think that speaks to Quivira being a larger nation than what people have given it credit for in the past.
It's been forgotten even here for the most part. And yet it was the most important Native community, political entity in 1600.
He goes on to say, based on the investigation they found, they saw the town to be near 200,000 strong in population and the main hub for trade that went from coast to coast as far as north as North Dakota and as far as south down in Mexico.
I estimate a nation of maybe 200,000 people in 1600.
Mid-America Network News.
May's the month for electrifying deals at Midwest Kia. The long-awaited return of rebates is here, so take advantage of factory incentives on 8 different all-new Kia models with as much as $7,500 in lease cash or special 2.99% APR for 66 months. That's right, electrify your ride with up to $7,500 in lease cash on 2023 EV6 or purchase with a special APR of 2.99% for 66 months. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Searching for a quality pre-owned vehicle? At Midwest Kia, we have doubled our inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles and are proud to be the only local dealer that can offer Kia manufacturer certification, giving you the peace of mind you deserve. Drive away with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty on every new and certified pre-owned Kia today. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Bonus for well-qualified lessees. Limited powertrain warranty valid May 2nd to June 1st.
State governments, along with the Departments of Education, are responding after the U.S. Department of Agriculture says they're trying to change some of the meals at school, including reducing the amount of sugar and salt intake. And one of those proposals includes banning chocolate milk in the public schools for elementary and middle schoolers.
We know that a population of kids depend on school lunches for their nutrition. And vitamin D, one of the most common deficiencies in children, as well as calcium, one of the most common deficiencies, are something that is addressed in fortified milk, such as chocolate milk. And so that's the argument on one side of the fence in terms of should these kids be allowed to have good nutrition in school.
That audio from KSN News, where many doctors say that they boil down the milk to add the added sugars that increases the risk of diabetes and heart disease in many young children. He says right now, according to the standards at the federal level, there are no added sugar limits in school meal programs.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a day of educational information last week in the Hastings area as the Hastings Public Schools partnered with the Hastings Catholic School and Adams Central to meet with individuals at the Chamber of Commerce in the area to answer questions, including topics on child care and the school systems coexisting together within the communities. As Father Tom Brulette, the chief administrative officer for the Hastings Catholic School, says it's important for all these schools to be working together in the area.
I think it's very important to our community that we do work together, that we're helpful and supportive of each other. You know, we all have different school systems and in some ways different goals, but ultimately education is the goal for all of our schools.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4. The other schools, including Adams Central, said that they have kicked off a new early childhood center program as well in Juanita, helping provide child care, as it's been a growing concern for members of the community. Mid-America Network News.
It starts with you. You reach out to Cake News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News, always on your side.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provide for research and advice on the latest scam targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A lawsuit has been filed against the city of Marysville in federal district court in Kansas City by former police chief Todd Ackerman, claiming discrimination on the basis of age and disability after he was fired by the city in September 2021. Seeking full restitution of his job with back pay and benefits, as well as damages, Ackerman had worked for the city from April 1999 until his dismissal. The reason for termination was not released to the public, and no comment was released after multiple executive sessions of city council regarding the matter. Ackerman indicated that he was fired without explanation. The city has not commented on the matter. An injury accident was reported Tuesday afternoon in Marshall County. A semi-truck overturned, negotiating a curve on K-9 Highway east of Blue Rapids at around 2:20 p.m. The driver, a Phillips, Nebraska man, Robert Burnt, was transported to CMH in Marysville with minor injuries. Marysville Rotary Club hosted a mixer with community members last evening, recognizing a century since the service club was first organized in Marysville. Notable guests included the district governor, who noted that among 42 active Rotary chapters in northeast Kansas, only 8 have received and reached such a mark. Local President Austin St. John will talk more about the organization and accomplishments these past years as a guest this Saturday morning on our public affairs program, airing at 7:10 on KNDY. Vermilion citywide garage sales are this weekend, most opening at 8 a.m. Saturday. Friends of Vermilion will host a biscuits and gravy breakfast 7 to 10 a.m. at the community center as well. Nebraska Game and Parks Commission will offer a free fishing and park entry day this Saturday. Designated to encourage more people to get out and experience state parks and recreation areas, the annual event offers entry to facilities with no entry permits required. A livestock show will be Saturday at the Washington County Fairgrounds and will feature various breeds of swine, sheep, goats, and beef. Cash payouts and prizes will be awarded. Waco Wabash was founded in 2021 and is now organized by the Farmington 4-H Club. Each year, over 100 youth and their families participate in the show. A program on a May 1896 tornado in northeast Kansas is planned this Saturday evening in Seneca. Bruce Jones, former meteorologist with KSNT in Topeka, will give the presentation on the May 17, 1896 tornado that was an F5, approximately 2 miles wide, and reached portions of Washington, Marshall, Nemaha, and Brown counties. The meeting will be on Saturday evening at 7 at the community building in Seneca and is open to the public. Damien L. Cook, age 59, of Baileyville, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10:30 at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at the church, with the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Damien Cook. Bill Barrington, Jr., age 76, of Blue Rapids, passed away May 6th. A memorial service is planned Saturday, May 20th, 11 a.m. on the Circle Square in Blue Rapids. In case of inclement weather, service at the Blue Rapids Gymnasium. Private interment will follow, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Bill Barrington, Jr.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny early on today, then a chance for some showers and thunderstorms with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. Showers and thunderstorms become more likely overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. And rain showers continue into Friday morning, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and mid-70s. North winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies over Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-40s. Warming up as we head into the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid-70s. And mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Even warmer throughout Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 80s. And clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid-50s. And still more sunshine throughout Monday with our highs in the lower 80s. And mostly clear skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid-50s. And still sunny and in the 80s on Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-May, 76. Record high on this date, 98. The average low, 55. The record low, 37. Sunset this evening, 8:36, with sunrise in the morning at 6:12.
Is there anything that can pry kids away from their mobile devices and video games? Would you believe gardening? We will share a few ways to encourage them from the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 18th, the 138th day of the year. Comedian Tina Fey celebrates a birthday, and the eruption of Mount St. Helens in Washington State was on this day in 1980. Want to help your kids develop an early interest in gardening? Here's a few ideas. Let them have their own small garden space. 3 by 5 feet is enough so they don't feel overwhelmed. Easy-to-grow flowers like sunflowers and marigolds are great for beginners, and vegetables that grow quickly like radishes help to show immediate results. It might come as a surprise, but most kids genuinely enjoy working side-by-side with their parents in the garden. And before long, your little sprouts will be tending their own little sprouts. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. For more gardening tips, visit almanac.com.
When severe storms approach, tune to KNDY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye, Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on KNDY, service of these community sponsors.
When the storm clouds roll in and wind and hail damage your home, call 785-406-0269 for Parrick Construction. Locally owned and operated, the professionals of Parrick Construction can repair your roof, replace your windows, install new seamless scattering, put new siding on, or provide a roll-off dumpster for cleanup. Trust Parrick Construction to get your home looking beautiful again. Call 785-406-0269 or visit Hometown Lumber today.
Our roots are in agriculture. We're local. Many of us were born and raised in the areas that we serve. Because of that, we make our ag decisions right here at the bank. There's no waiting for some out-of-town approval on your loan requests. So rather than planting your seeds in someone else's field, stop by and let's talk. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it the most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and now Humboldt, Nebraska.
Bruce's Body Shop in Marysville is ready to help with your body repair, refinishing, and collision work. They offer total glass installation and feature 24-hour wrecker service. If it's an accident, hail damage, or other automotive repairs, drop by the shop at 410 North 6th in Marysville. Bruce's Body Shop. Help with body repair, refinishing, and collision work, 24-hour wrecker service, and glass installation.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
Sports, I'm Doug Downs. For just the second time this season, the Royals finally win a series with a 4-3 win last night over the San Diego Padres. The Royals recorded 9 hits on the night and scored 4 runs. Kansas City is still 10.5 games out of first place in the AL Central and in last place in the division. The Royals are off tonight before they start a weekend series on the road at the Chicago White Sox. Could Kansas City be at the home for the next NHL team? On Tuesday, voters in Tempe, Arizona rejected a plan to build a new arena for the Arizona Coyotes. That sparked the ownership to say they will look at their options. There's a lot of speculation that Kansas City and the T-Mobile Center could be the next venue for the Coyotes. It was a come-from-behind win last night for the Miami Heat in the first game of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA. Miami beat Boston at Boston 123-116. The Western Conference second game finals are tonight. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Egg Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Egg Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Egg Ford and RustyEggFord.com.
As both Kansas State football and basketball continue to recruit, things are just a little bit more difficult in Manhattan. That's because the Manhattan Regional Airport has suspended all flights from May 5th until September 5th while they build a new runway. That means all coaches and recruits must fly in and out of Kansas City. At the NBA Combine, we now know where 3 former Kansas Jayhawks are projected to go in this year's NBA draft. Grady Dick is projected as a top 10 in round number 1. In fact, the number 9th overall pick by the Utah Jazz seems to be likely. Jalen Wilson, the reigning Big 12 player of the year, is projected as a number 7 pick in round number 2. And Kevin McCullough, who has not ruled out returning to KU, is projected as the 24th pick in round 2. Could the NCAA tournament be expanded even more? We'll leave it up to the ACC men's basketball coaches to discuss expanding the NCAA tournament during spring meetings on Tuesday. Florida State coach Leonard Hamilton is in favor of doubling the tournament field from 68. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
If you're 50 or over, it may be time to switch your auto and home insurance. The AARP Auto and Home Insurance Program from the Hartford is now available through the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Discover rates, benefits, and service designed for AARP members, plus extra savings when you insure both your auto and home. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Or visit copelandinsurance.net. Certain policy features not available in all states. Applicants are individually underwritten. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Landall Company in Marysville is looking for skilled individuals for full-time or summer employment. If you or someone you know is looking for a stable career with wages that begin at $15.75 and up, offering advancement opportunities, annual wage increases, 4% attendance bonus, $2 per hour shift differential, plus a generous benefit package that includes 401k, paid time off, and insurance benefits, among others. Apply online or contact Landall Company in Marysville at 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome. Go online at Landall.com.
Personal care and service are hallmarks of doing business with RX Drug in Marysville. As a locally owned and operated Health Mart pharmacy, you're assured the one-on-one attention and guidance that they deliver every day. It's convenient, fast, and friendly when you count on RX. Front door parking, easy access, and if need be, they can bring your prescription out or deliver. Friendly personal service, it's how they've always done business at RX Drug, downtown Marysville.
Now showing at the Astro 3 Theater, Fast and Furious 10, rated PG-13. Showing Friday and Saturday, 7 and 9:30, Sunday at 2 and 7, and Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock. Book Club, The Next Chapter, rated PG-13. Showing Friday and Saturday, 7 and 9, Sunday at 2 and 7, and Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock. Finally, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, rated PG-13, showing Friday and Saturday, 7 and 9:30, Sunday at 2 and 7, and Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Grow foxglove penstemon in your garden and enjoy spires of white tubular flowers in the native bees, hummingbirds, and bumblebees it attracts. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This native perennial is known by quite a few common names, including Mississippi penstemon, smooth white beard's tongue, and talus slope penstemon. It's hardy in zones 3 to 8. Grow it in full sun or partial shade and enjoy flowers for a month or more in late spring through midsummer. Foxglove beard's tongue prefers fertile, well-drained soil, but tolerates clay soil and, once established, dry and occasionally wet conditions. This adaptability to soil moisture makes it a great choice for rain gardens. But don't limit it to those gardens. The 2 to 5 feet tall plant also looks great and performs well in perennial gardens, mixed borders, and natural plantings. And the deer tend to leave this beauty be. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
March 30th, 1981. After delivering a speech at the Washington Hilton Hotel, President Ronald Reagan was hit by a bullet fired by John Hinckley Jr. Today we know the president's wound was much more serious than originally thought, and the car meant to protect him actually deflected the bullet into Reagan's body. That car and his story are this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
The Presidential Limousine Collection at the Henry Ford Museum contains many examples of the autos our chief executives have ridden in. One of the more recent pieces in that collection served several men.
We call it the Reagan car, though it was used also by other presidents, including Nixon, Carter, Ford, and the first President Bush. But it's most associated with Reagan. He would have used it for the longest. And also, this is the car into which he was going when he was shot in March of 1981.
Matt Anderson says the suicide doors on the Reagan limo did provide some protection for the president when John Hinckley fired on him.
At least one of the shots, maybe two, bounced off of that door, but the one that hit Reagan actually hit the rear quarter panel on the car and ricocheted through the small gap between the door and the body of the car proper.
That ricochet hit the president, although the seriousness of the wound wasn't immediately known.
That was just enough space for that bullet to enter the president's chest. And, you know, we found out in subsequent years that that wound was really more serious than anyone knew at the time. And the president did come close to dying. And if it hadn't been for the Secret Service agent who decided, let's take him right to the hospital, not back to the White House, there's a good chance Reagan would have died.
The reason the Ford Museum has these cars is because Lincoln built the cars and leased them to the government for $1 a year. It was good publicity. Times have changed.
After Reagan is shot there, they begin to realize that these cars are a real security asset. So now the government buys them outright and they keep them after they're retired. And from what I understand, they actually use them as testing for the next generation of cars. So they literally throw grenades at these things, shoot them, whatever, destroy them to see how much it will take and what kind of improvements they can put into the next car.
They are interesting pieces of presidential history found here at the Henry Ford Museum. Traveling the countryside in Dearborn, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.
Weather brings a host of challenges for the agritourism business. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Your operation will weather the storm a lot easier if you have a plan in place as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
This is the time of year when the risk of severe weather is high. Combine bad weather with oodles of patrons at your agritourism event and you could have a real emergency to deal with. The time to prepare is when the sun is shining. Everyone involved in your operation should help with planning and be on the same page knowing what to do. Danielle Biggett-Weddle is the Associate Director of the Center for Food Security and Public Health at Iowa State University. She says, as an example, what would you do with your customers if a tornado watch was issued for your area?
Would you notify the patrons that they're in a tornado watch? And if you are going to notify them, how? Or maybe you're like, I'm going to wait and see if it gets more serious. I might wait and see if a warning is issued. I might, at a watch level, ask people to leave. I might say shelter in place. Do you have the capability to shelter? Put your business in that situation today and think through, what would I do?
Biggett-Weddle says a well-prepared pick-your-own-patch should have some type of notification system to warn people and let them know what to do in case of emergency.
They should have safe, sturdy buildings available for the maximum capacity of patrons and animals and marked as tornado shelters. Bathrooms are great tornado shelters. Cell phones, you know, after an event don't always work because the tower takes a tumble. So what do we have? And then what is the evacuation plan? What does the evacuation plan look like, not only for you and your staff, but your customers?
Even if tornadoes aren't common in your area, know what your disasters are and how you would handle them. Learn more about severe weather emergency planning at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
You need to retire. If not, you're not alone. About 80% of Americans are not prepared for retirement. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. We often think about retirement as a lavish, all expenses paid vacation, and that can feel impossible to attain. But really, does that view of retirement reflect your faith and your values? Rather than assuming you'll always need more when you retire, why don't you stop and consider how much is enough for you in retirement? Then, find a financial professional you trust, one who will listen and help you use your finances as a tool to live out your faith. Working together, you can create a strategy to help you turn your vision into reality. So ask God for direction when it comes to preparing for retirement, and then start to put the pieces in place. And keep in mind one thing: God has a plan for your life, including your retirement.
A resource for farm women to help them cope with stress-related issues. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm: Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
A place to talk and to listen. That's essentially what a series of web chats called Cultivating Resiliency is all about. Ag consultant Doris Mold helped create it.
women fill a special role in a lot of farming and ranching operations. They are the linchpin in many operations, and they have not only their own stress, but they take on other family members' stress. If they have a spouse, they take on their stress. They take on their kids' stress. They're dealing with everybody else's plus their own. And there wasn't really an outlet for that.
Mold says women participate in these online sessions anonymously. They're often billed as coffee chats.
We find that this is kind of their lifeline, that people that are immediately around them in their area maybe aren't always the people that they would turn to or feel connected to. And, you know, agriculture has gotten to be very competitive, and I think some people don't want their neighbors to know about their challenges, but they don't have a problem sharing them anonymously with people from all over the country.
There's a farm transition-themed version of Cultivating Resiliency, and I'll cover that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
In this area, storms are inevitable. If one of these recent storms has caused damage to your roof, the call you need to make is to Lozano Construction and Roofing in Seneca. Serving North Central and Northeast Kansas, call 785-336-1583. Offering free estimates and the highest quality work, call Lozano Construction and Roofing today. Mother Nature moves quickly. Respond quicker by calling 785-336-1583 for all of your storm damage needs. That's Lozano Construction and Roofing in Seneca.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Thursday, May the 18th. May, as you know, is beef month and the start of the grilling season. Carl Hayes is a meat county manager at Plum Creek Marketplace, a small locally owned grocery store in Lexington, Nebraska. Hayes discusses how his small meat counter is actually one of the largest in terms of tonnage dealers for certified Angus beef in Nebraska.
Yeah, so for the last couple years in a row, we're actually the second largest certified Angus beef mover out of our Norfolk warehouse. And we go toe-to-toe with a lot of the big guys. And so that's a pretty impressive thing to be even in the top five of that list. We've also in the past been recognized for merchandising awards. And I believe we got nominated this year for an award that we're waiting to hear back on still.
Hayes explains how Plum Creek Marketplace achieves that success.
One thing that makes us different from others is our ability to be flexible and help people on the spot. If you come in and you want a certain steak cut a certain way, these guys are going to stop what they're doing and take care of you right away. We don't sell prepackaged meat. It's fresh every day. That's another thing that makes us different. You won't find long shelf lives on our beef. What we cut today, we intend on selling today. It doesn't matter if it's ground beef, steaks, or roast. It's fresh every day.
Hayes says getting the best price is part of the equation.
We work really closely with our warehouse to secure the best prices we can to ensure that we stay competitive. We get deals on beef, we pass them down to our customers. For instance, I order steaks ahead of time in the summer, and I'll hold them when I buy them at a good price just to make sure they come in and that they get aged properly. We work really closely with our CAB partner. I watch sales trends and keep an eye on the beef market to make sure I can capitalize on cuts of beef before prices raise. That helps me keep the price down on the meat counter, and it really helps drop the price when we have certain cuts on ad for a week.
That's Carl Hayes, Plum Creek Marketplace, Lexington, Nebraska. That's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. You sorghum farmers, check this out.
Check out 5730, medium to late maturity, aphid tolerant, and excellent test weight history and strong yield performance.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seed.
It starts with you. You reach out to Cake News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News, always on your side.
Are those tires you're riding around on getting bald? Slight pull to the left or right as you're cruising down the highway? Let Hilltop Tires in Marysville get you rolling straight down the road again this year with a full tire alignment. Still the best selection of tires and timely, dependable service. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 until noon. Tucked away below the old water tower in Marysville, call Hilltop Tires today at 785-619-6035. 619-6035.
Managing cow-calf pairs also means managing disease. Clostridium perifigen C&D is among those diseases to watch for. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Clostridium perifigens C&D, otherwise known as overeating in faster-growing calves, is an issue this year for High Plains cattle producers. Great Plains area Colorado State University Extension livestock specialist Travis Taylor says part of the reason for the higher number of cases is that cows are being turned out earlier this year due to greenup in wheat and rye pastures.
C&D is one of those things that when we change a mother cow's diet and we increase her milk production, or we change the constitution of that milk based on the cow's diet, we can have issues with the calves. So when we start talking about turnout and maybe going to some greener grass, I'm going to encourage all those individuals to maybe pay a little closer attention. C&D is a quick and deadly biohazard that gets into these calves. It comes through their system and will cause them to bloat, cause the small intestine to have some extra leakage there.
Taylor says treatment is available if caught on time.
With some treatment, with some antitoxin, which you can usually pick up from most veterinarians, it can be readily changed and save those calves if caught in time.
In addition, Taylor says that calves that don't nurse regularly due to their mom cycling or being bred by a bull tend to over-engorge and can pick up the bacteria in their system. Signs of C&D include a calf wringing its tail and kicking at its midsections. And he adds that C&D can spread rapidly. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
With text order options, competitive daily pricing, and no rat requirements, Kramer Oil has everything to make your next propane or fuel order a breeze. This is Chad Kramer. Our goal at Kramer Oil is to deliver dependable, reliable products to your home or business at the best value and with the best customer service around. Visit us online at KramerOil.com and see how we can serve you. The Kramer family, proudly serving your family since 1976.
Get information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, several things happening right now. You've got a big old sell-off going on right now. And you've got the markets being very skittish because you got China canceling orders. And yet, because of the sell-off, there's nothing really there to excite the bears to make it all up. So we have what we have. And plus, they're waiting on, traders are waiting on a deal with between Congress and the president about the debt ceiling. So all that making a difference with the markets on this Thursday. Here's what we're looking at right now. July corn, 557.5. That's down 4. July wheat, July Kansas City wheat, 858.25 right now. Now that's down 27. September Kansas City wheat, almost as bad, 847.25, and that's down 25.75. July oats down 4 at 339. September oats down 3/4 at 345. Soybeans for July, 1340 and a half right now. That's up 3.5. August soybeans at 1277 and a half. And that's up 2.75. Live cattle for June, 165.30. That's up 50 cents. Live cattle for August, 163.25. That's up 12.5 cents. Feeder cattle for May, 205.50. That's up 95 cents. August feeder cattle showing a good increase right now, up $2.62.5. And right now the price is $233.77.5. Looking at crude oil for June, 71.71 right now. That's down $1.12 per barrel. July crude, 71.82. That's down $1.07. Gold for June, 1956.80. That's down $28.20. August gold, 1975.20. And that's down $28.50. Wall Street right now, the Dow down 104. S&P up 14.
It starts with you. You reach out to Cake News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News, always on your side.
We have Clay here from Best Body Shop. Clay, tell us what makes your shop different from the rest.
You know, that's a great question. One of the things that differentiates Best Body Shop from the other collision repair facilities is that we're not influenced by anything but repairing the car based on the manufacturer's guidelines. And so our sole focus is to make sure that your car is safe and properly repaired. So you can reach us at 316-445-9850. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, and on Saturday, 9 to noon.
The supplies you choose when replacing or rebuilding after a storm matter just as much as who you call to do the job. Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber carry the highest quality building materials when you need them. From shingles to storm doors, roofing and siding, paint and lawn to finish the job, and always ready for pickup. Save time, save money, save worry after the storm. From start to finish, all in one stop, visit Hometown Lumber in Marysville or Axtell Lumber today.
Spring is in the air and in the ground. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Bruno Pedrera, K-State Southeastern Area Agronomist, joins us to provide insight on the upcoming 2023 Spring Crops Field Day, which is taking place on Tuesday, May 23rd at the Southeast Research and Extension Center.
We think that's very important to share with farmers what we have been doing here at the Southeast Research and Extension Center in Parsons, right? And we have really nice trials here with wheat and corn this year. And that's the reason we want to invite all of them to come and visit with us on the May 23rd. So if you go to Southeast Research and Extension Center website, you'll see all the information you need there. Please let us know that you are coming. It'll help us to organize everything.
Pedrera provides details about the day's events and what attendees can expect to experience.
Well, the idea is to show them what our wheat variety trials we have here. And the Southeast area is, I think, the only area in the state we have hard and soft wheat plants side by side. So they will be able to see our varieties and be able to walk through and see what are the results we have been having here in the Southeast area. We also have been working pretty close with our folks in the Department of Plant Pathology. In two of the other stations, we will be talking about fungicide management, right? We'll have one station with wheat, another with corn, and we will be talking with them, sharing some of the results we have here and how we are using fungicides in our crops around here. The field day will be happening from 8:30 up to maybe 1 p.m., but by the end of the morning, we will have two other conversations regarding precision equipment and precision agriculture. That's one of the really nice partnerships we have been having here with Prairieland Partners. And they will be bringing some really nice equipment, planters, combines, and they will be able to see what is, you know, the most fancy thing we have available right now in terms of precision agriculture. And we will wrap up with a presentation that I think that's the most important part of the day is how to grow in profitable crops, right? We know that those precision equipments, they're pretty expensive, but there is a reason they are there. And we need to know and learn how to use them in order to make more money out of our acres. The idea is to have a really hands-on field day here in Parsons at the Southeast Research and Extension Center.
He continues by highlighting a sponsor.
Prairieland Partners has been a really nice partner with us. They have been working with us in precision ag trials here. We have some equipment and they are helping us to plant and harvest with the really nice stuff they have. And it has been helping us to understand how we can help farmers as we understand better what we are doing with our crops.
That's K-State Southeastern Area Agronomist Bruno Pedrera with insight on the upcoming 2023 Spring Crops Field Day, which is taking place on Tuesday, May 23rd at the Southeast Research and Extension Center. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
KNDY.
Thank you.
Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.